We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia coach Neil Brown was on today's Big 12 coaches teleconference. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus brings you more than 400 exclusive live events, select conference championship events, coaches press conferences, and original content. Sign up for Big 12 Now on ESPNplus.com/Big12Now.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody on here. So, yeah, shoot the questions. I'm good.
Your first question comes from the line of Tom Bragg of the WBSN.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing?
Tom, good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. With this Oklahoma team, a little bit of an uncharacteristic rough patch early in the year, but seems like they've kind of got things rolling now. On the tape, how have you seen the Sooners improve over the last, say, month and a half?
Well, they definitely are playing their best football here in the last month. Some of that is Spencer Rattler maturing and – you know, freshman quarterback, you know, with that talent that he has, he's going to improve, and he definitely has. And the other thing, too, I think that probably hadn't gotten talked about is they get the Stevenson kid back and Perkins back, and they've been a different football team with both those guys in the lineup.
The other thing I had, just checking on the status with Josh Chandler-Smito. How's he doing?
Yeah, he ran last week. He's going to practice early part of this week. We're hopeful. Not ready to say he's ready to go, but we're hopeful.
All right. That's all I got. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you.
Your next question comes from the line of John Raby of the Associated Press.
Neil, both these teams have tightened up on defense over the past few games. I wanted to see what you see out of Oklahoma's defense.
Well, it starts with up front. I think their front four is imposing. I think they're is good, probably the best front four in our league. Ronnie Perkins on Saturday night played at an elite level. Perion Winfrey, junior college transfer, we recruited really hard as well. You can see him getting better. He's explosive. He has length that you don't see a whole lot in this league. I think Isaiah Thomas has played extremely well all year. And then at their rush, bandit position, number 11, and leads their team. He's tough in one-on-one situations. I think defensively the success they've had starts there. And I think their corners have steadily improved as they've gone and been able to give them, you know, they've been able to play more man coverage. And so I think that's benefited them as well.
Thanks, Neil.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Kinder of Louisville News.
Coach, what have been the biggest factors in your past defensive play this year? I mean, I know there's always some typical things about pressure and, you know, single coverage, things like that, but are there any things that have particularly stood out to you that have led to it?
Well, I think you kind of stole my thunder. I was say the pass rush is always the best thing for good pass coverage, and that's definitely benefited us. I think that we've got two safeties that are veteran guys that do a really good job communicating, and I think Jamal Dye's done a really good job schematically putting our guys in a position to be successful, and our corners have made steady improvement as the year's gone on.
Your next question comes line of Barry Trimble of the Oklahoman.
Yeah, Neil, you talked about the improvement of the Oklahoma offense. You've not been in the league that long. They've been, pretty elite offensively for the last 5 or 6 years. How do they compare to last year's offense that Oklahoma had? Are they just as good or better than the offense you trotted out last season?
Yeah, I think you hit it, Barry. I mean, they've been elite for a long time. I mean, if you look at the scoring streak that Lincoln has of scoring 28 or more in a game, it's impressive. I think he and OU have been in the top 10 statistically in a lot of stats since he got there. So I think that's credit to schematically what he's doing, and then the level of players that they have. I think this group here is a really difficult to defend, and I think the Stevenson kid and the way he's playing, they've got a good mix there with the running backs. He has power. They've got other guys that have some speed and that are elusive. And then they've got some versatility with the two tight ends, with Stogner and Willis and the Hall. All three of those guys make them extremely versatile. And then you add number three into the mix as well. And the guy that doesn't get talked about enough is Stoops. I mean, what he does on the perimeter blocking is, I mean, he had a hand in almost every explosive play that they had in that game Saturday night. And so many of those perimeter screens that they're throwing to the backs or to the receivers are sprung because of his blocks. And so I think they're playing as good as any offense in the country right now. Are they better than last year? I don't know. They were pretty damn good last year too, Barry. You know what I mean? But I think they're different this year. I think that Rattler is really in a rhythm throwing the football right now.
Thanks, Neil.
No, thanks, Barry.
Your next question comes line of Kirk Bowles of the Austin American Statesman.
Neil, do you wish Lincoln Riley would just go on and go to the NFL already?
Yeah, I'm for Lincoln if he wants to go. Nah, it's I think credit to him, and I say this sometimes about, everybody just assumes because you're at Oklahoma, you get as good a player as anybody in the country. It's an easy job. Those jobs are hard, and he's made it look relatively easy, and so that's a credit to him.
It really is, and I agree with you on Stevenson and Perkinson. I wonder, and I've tweeted, written that they're almost playing like a Final Four football team if you forget their record. Do you agree, or is that a stretch?
No, I think you're right on. I think their front four, if you look at the teams that are at the top of the rankings right now, they all have the ability to rush the passer without blitzing and really clog you up in the run game. And rush you with four, and they're no different. They really are. They're, I think Grinch has done a nice job. You can tell he's got his hands all over this. They play extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
They mix up their fronts. They move a lot, and I think that you know, they've only had their full front here for a couple games. I mean, those guys keep getting better and better.
Right. And you always want to start strong. Every coach would say that. But is it even more a sense of urgency to weather the first quarter with the way they came out Saturday and have kind of been doing on the last month?
Well, it's not just the last month. If you look at it, I think it's something crazy. I mean, they're 124-17 in the first quarter. I don't know if I've ever seen that. And so,
why is that? Yeah. I mean, they're really good, but that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think that part of it is they've been able to score early. I mean, I think that's a big piece of it. They get explosive plays early, and they always mix it up. They're a little bit different each week. And so it takes their speed is at a different level than some other teams that you play week in and week out. And so I think sometimes teams take a little bit of time to adjust to it.
And I think Lincoln scripts his start. I don't know how many plays. Do you and most coaches script like your first series or 10 plays or whatever?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. I don't know if he does or not. My assumption would be he does. But yeah, we usually script our first series, sometimes our first two, and then our first couple situational calls.
Right.
And we've been pretty good, but not as good as them.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, thanks.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers will face 14th-ranked Oklahoma on Saturday at Milan Puskás Stadium, a 7:30 p.m. kick televised nationally on ABC. Tickets are still available and can be purchased by calling the Mountaineer Ticket Office 1-800-WVU-GAME or by logging on to wvugame.com. Thanks for listening.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.